Today is Monday, Thursday, and the epistle for today's Mass is taken from St. Paul's first epistle to the Corinthians. Brethren, when you come together, therefore, into one place, it is not now to eat the Lord's Supper, for everyone taketh before his own supper to eat. And one indeed is hungry, and another is drunk. What have you not houses to eat and drink in? Or despise ye the church of God, and put them to shame that have not? What shall I say to you? Do I praise you? In this I praise you not, for I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and giving thanks, broke, and said, Take ye and eat. This is my body, which shall be delivered for you. This do for the commemoration of me. In like manner also the chalice, after he had supped, saying, This chalice is the new testament in my blood. This do ye, as often as you shall drink, for the commemoration of me. For as often as you shall eat this bread and drink the chalice, you shall show the death of the Lord until he come. Therefore, whosoever shall eat this bread or drink the chalice of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and of the blood of the Lord. But let a man prove himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of the chalice. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh judgment to himself, not discerning the body of the Lord. Therefore are there many infirm and weak among you, and many sleep. But if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But whilst we are judged, we are chastised by the Lord, that we be not condemned with this world. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 13. Before the festival day of the Pasch, Jesus, knowing that his hour was come, that he should pass out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And when supper was done, the devil, having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, to betray him, knowing that the Father had given him all things into his hands, and that he came from God and goeth to God, he riseth up from supper, and layeth aside his garments, and having taken a towel, he gireth himself. And after that he putteth water into a basin, and began to wash the feet of the disciples, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. He cometh therefore to Simon Peter, and Peter saith to him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? And Jesus answered and said to him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith to him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou shalt have no part with me. Simon Peter saith to him, Lord, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head. Jesus saith to him, He that is washed needeth not but to wash his feet, but is clean wholly. And you are clean, but not all. For he knew who he was that would betray him. Therefore he said, You are not all clean. Then after he had washed their feet and taken his garments, being sat down again, he said to them, Know ye what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say well, for so I am. If then I, being your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that as I have done to you, so you do also. Thus are the words of today's Holy Gospel. O King of the everlasting kingdom, deign to consecrate this oil, this instrument of life that breaks the demon's power. These words are taken from the ceremony of the consecration of the holy oils, which is found in the Roman Pontifical. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. On Holy Thursday, my dear faithful, the Church prescribes that the holy oils used in the administration of the sacraments be blessed and consecrated. The blessing and consecrating of the holy oils is among the most ancient and venerable rites of the Church. There are three kinds of holy oils used in the administration of the sacraments. They are the oil of the sick, holy chrism, and the oil of the catechumens. The oil of the sick is used in the administration of the sacrament of extreme unction. Holy chrism is used in the administration of the sacrament of confirmation. It is also used at baptism, at the consecration of a bishop, at the dedication of churches, and at the consecration of altars and chalices. And the oil of catechumens is used at baptisms and in the ordination of a priest. And thus, before the paternoster of the Mass, the bishop proceeds to the table that is prepared in the sanctuary. And the pure olive oil, which will be brought from the sacristy, is presented to the bishop for him to bless and to consecrate. And the first prayer over the oil is an exorcism. And this exorcism is done so that in the oil the Holy Ghost may dwell. In the prayer of exorcism, I will say, I exorcise thee, O unclean spirit, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, that thou depart from this oil, that in it the Holy Ghost may dwell, through the name of God the Father Almighty, and through the name of his most beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who will come to judge the living and the dead and the world by fire. Amen. I will then call upon God the Father to send the Holy Ghost from heaven upon the olive oil, so that whoever is anointed with it may receive protection of soul and body. After the oil of the sick is consecrated, then the Mass is resumed. After the distribution of Holy Communion, I will again return to the table in the sanctuary, and the pure olive oil for the Holy Chrism and the oil of the catechumens will be brought forth. And as the oil is brought from the sanctuary, the sisters will sing the beautiful hymn, O Redemptor. They will sing in Latin the words, O Redeemer of mankind, receive the hymn of them that sing thy praise. O King of the everlasting kingdom, deign to consecrate this oil, this instrument of life that breaks the demon's power. The Holy Chrism is then consecrated. I first will mix some sweet-smelling balm with a little olive oil on a golden paten. The olive oil is symbolic of the human nature of Christ, while the balm symbolizes his divine nature. The two natures of Christ are joined by the incarnation of the divine person. And this is symbolized in mixing the balm with the olive oil. And we also see in this mixture of the balm and olive oil the restoration of order in human nature by means of the incarnation. And from the incarnation, the death and the resurrection of Christ the power of the sacraments come forth. As I bless the balm, I will pray, O God, the author of heavenly mysteries and of all virtues, we beseech thee to hear our prayers, that these fragrant tears of dry bark may be made acceptable to thee for thy sacraments, and sanctify them by thy blessing. The balm is referred to as fragrant tears of dry bark because balm comes from a tree which, trickling down from a fruitful branch, supply us with a rich ointment for the anointing of the priesthood. After the balm is blessed, the following prayer is prayed. O Lord, the Creator of all things, who by thy servant Moses didst command the hallowing of ointment, we suppliantly beseech thy mercy to bestow the grace of thy Spirit and the fullness of consecration on this ointment. Make it savor to us, O Lord, of the joy of faith. Make it a lasting chrism for the anointing of the priesthood. Make it worthy to be used in impressing the sign of thy heavenly banner, that whosoever, after being born again by holy baptism, shall be anointed with this ointment, may gain the fullness of the blessing in body and soul, and be enriched forever by the blessed faith given to them. The balm is then mixed with a little olive oil on the golden paten. And after breathing over the oil three times in the form of a cross, a final exorcism is pronounced. The preface is then said. The preface calls to mind the fact that the word chrism comes from the word Christ, who is the Anointed One. May this oil, the preface states, be to them that are born again from water and the Holy Ghost a chrism of salvation, making them partakers of life everlasting and co-heirs of heavenly glory. The balm mixed with oil is then itself mixed with the olive oil in the large vessel. I then salute the chrism three times with the words Ave Sancta Chrisma. That is in English, Hail Holy Chrism. I salute the chrism in order to honor the Holy Ghost, who is to sanctify the souls of men by this sacramental oil. And finally, there is the blessing of the oil of the catechumen. This consists first in the exorcism of the oil and then the blessing. After the blessing of the oil of the catechumens, the two vessels, the one containing the holy chrism and the other the oil of the catechumens, are carried in procession out of the sanctuary as the sisters resume the hymn, O Redemptor. After which the Mass is again resumed. After the Mass, the Blessed Sacrament will be carried in solemn procession to the altar of repose. The ceremony of the procession to the altar of repose is symbolic of our Lord and the Apostles leaving the cenacle and processing to the Garden of Gethsemane. In the garden, our Lord asked the apostles to watch and pray with him, but they were too tired. Three times during his agony and anguish, our Lord went out to them, and three times he found them sleeping. Could you not watch 1 hour with me? He said to them. And thus, in response to his request, we will watch and pray with him at the altar of repose. We will do this to make a return of love and to make reparation for the sleeping apostles and the coldness and indifference of men. Let us then, throughout the day and night, seek to console the abandoned heart of Jesus, who yearns for our attention, our affection, and our love with an infinite desire. It is his supreme glory to be loved by us. May it be our supreme treasure to love him according to the longings of his most sacred heart. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.